The governor had one piece of sobering news after another for reporters gathered in his office, saying Wisconsin had been rocked back by the national economy.
What's hit this country in September is now cutting deeply into Wisconsin.
To get an idea of just how deeply, you can look at how the state's major sources of revenue fared in September. Doyle says individual income tax collections were down roughly 4%. Corporate income tax collections were down more than 9%. And sales tax collections were down a full 10%. The governor says those figures could potentially get worse before they get better.
We don't know where the bottom is for the national economy. We don't know when the credit markets are going to start opening up, and we don't know what the full effect of this is going to be by any means.
The governor says he's not taking anything off the table as he figures out how to cut state agency spending. He'll reintroduce the hospital tax that was killed in his last budget, but says he doesn't want to raise income or sales taxes to bring in more money.
I'm very much aware that families out there are really pressed right now, and so certainly our goal here is to get this done without tax increases.
Doyle says so far the dried up credit markets haven't hurt the state since it issued most of the bonds it needs to keep running earlier this summer. He says he thinks the state can weather this financial storm until a new budget is passed next summer. If he needs to make changes before then, Doyle says he'll probably wait until the next legislature is sworn into office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.